This is Charlotte Street in the Sydney suburb of Ashfield. For most of the people who live in its houses, it's their piece of Australia. But in the dreams of a few, the unremarkable pavements of Charlotte Street ring with the sound of 1,000 jackboots stepping out to the most infamous march in the history of the world. And to enter the headquarters of the National Socialist Party of Australia is to enter a world one had thought was dead. Here there are skeletons in the cupboard, and they're ominous ones. This room is all that there is so far of the Australian Reich. Here the leader, Arthur Smith, organises his campaign and briefs stormtroop commanders and group leaders. These men hold the ranks and command a structure modelled on Hitler's party, and the same old tired, scurrilous pamphlets are on hand for those who want slogans to live by. Two nights a week, the Nazi eagle spreads its wings and the party's first chickens come home to roost. If their estimate of 250 members in Australia is an accurate one, the roll call at this week's meeting did little to confirm it, though we were warned that some members and sympathisers are camera shy.
Hail Hitler!
The leader of the National Socialist Party of Australia, one of the few people who has stood up for many, many years and fought in the interest of the white people and has been rejected by them on countless times, Mr. Arthur C. Smith.
Good evening, friends, comrades.
Why are you interested in National Socialism?
I've been living here for about 2 months now, and I found out they were pretty good blokes, and when I learnt they were under this Nazi symbol, I just wondered what they were doing, and come in and found out, and I found out they weren't Germans or nothing. Pretty good blokes, all Aussies.
You're not worried about the Nazi symbol?
No, not now. I was at the start.
Why were you worried at the start?
Oh, well, I didn't know nothing about it, and I thought it was just German, like the, you know, what happened in the war.
And this doesn't worry you any longer?
No.
What about you? Are you worried by the Nazi symbol?
I still am worried a bit, but after it's been explained to me, well, I'm growing to understand why it is used.
What about your parents? Do they mind you coming here?
No, my parents don't know, as a matter of fact.
We've a legal political party, National Socialism, is the white man's standpoint. We're fighting for the survival and the maintenance of our white race.
In what way are you fighting?
Well, we're not fighting at the moment, but we intend to fight by getting candidates elected to Parliament and changing the things that need changing that way.
What exactly is your attitude towards Hitler?
Well, we consider Hitler to have been the actual inventor of National Socialism, and we recognise him virtually as the patron saint of the white race and the prophet of the white race.
I take it then that you were in favour of basically what Hitler did?
It depends what you mean, basically, what Hitler did. Yes, I'd say yes, we are in favour of what Hitler's policy, how his policies were, yes, certainly.
Even the final solution directed against the Jews?
Well, we don't believe there was a final solution directed against the Jews.
You're about the only people who don't, then.
No, I wouldn't say that. We're the only people who have got the courage to stand up and say that we don't believe it.
Can I put it to you that all this business of uniforms and swastikas is really rather childish?
Well, you can put it to me, but the thing is, I reject it simply because I lead a political organisation, and for tactical reasons, I follow certain tactical lines. It distinguishes National Socialists. It gives them a sense of belonging, and it's good for discipline.
Do you feel any sense of shame in wearing the swastika emblem?
I don't feel any shame. No, none whatsoever.